Cosmic Mind. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing well. How the hell are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'll tell you right off the bat, I think you got a bad rap here.
Thank you.
You know, the headline of the news release that came today says, "Love to hate Rick Rockwell. Have a chance to punch the multimillionaire." I think that's a little, you know.
Did it say love to hate?
Yes. That's the headline, "Love to hate Rick Rockwell."
They were not supposed to do
that. And then
that.
It says, "Internet ad banner campaign to allow surfers to punch the multimillionaire." Now, it's a good way to get attention, but that seems to be a common thing, you know, that I think the only mistake you made was picking the wrong woman myself.
Yeah, I agree with you, because really, my contention the whole way along has been, hey, you know, if we, if I get somebody who just wants to be friends, this thing takes on a totally different complexion.
Exactly. You picked a bitch, that's what you picked.
Well, you know... It's okay. I mean, it's one of those things where, what are you going to do? I mean, you get what you get in life, and you have to just work with it.
But look at it this way, Rick. This is the way I'm thinking of it, okay? Here you are. You're a comedian. You were looking for a little publicity. If it worked out well and, you know, you guys went off into the sunset, you wouldn't be heard from again. But now, I think that maybe it gave you a little bit, you know, maybe people don't like you or something, or because you're a symbol of something, but it certainly kept you out. The infamy can be very good publicity.
Well, I think the other part of it is, too, and I really believe this, is that I didn't have much to live up to, and I can do that. You know, expectations were pretty damn low.
Well, that's true.
When it came to me, I mean, there was so much incorrect information disseminated about me, and I'm here to tell you honestly, I'd say about 10 to 20% of what you got from the mainstream media regarding me is either factually correct or an accurate portrayal of what I really am like, and etc.
What are some of the lies that people know that you can correct quickly?
Well, first of all, you know, this trying to portray me. Let's start with my house. The media came to my house, and they don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm living in this house because we acquired all the land around this house. I sold a beautiful home in La Jolla to move up here and kind of oversee this real estate project that I invested in. And I was on the road a lot. My partner said, "Hey, we got this house. They're all married with kids and couldn't move into this place." And they said, "If you want to move in here, you know, we'll make you a sweetheart deal." So I said, "That's great. It's perfect. That way I can keep an eye on everything when I'm home, and I don't have to worry about this wasting resource."
Mm-hmm.
So the media came behind my house because I remodeled my bathroom and put in a low-flow toilet because I'm a bit of an environmentalist. And here in San Diego, they will recycle your old toilet. And what they'll do is they'll crush the porcelain and spread it in the reef so it protects the reef here in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
in the harbor. And I think that's great because you're doing two good things. You're putting in a toilet that uses less water, and then you're also saving the reef.
Right.
So I was busy. I was going to get married. So I took the old toilet, and I put it behind my house. I stored it behind my house, and I wanted to take it to the recycling center when I came back, you know, or have my wife take it. And I don't think that's going to happen. And I went off on my honeymoon. Well, while I was on my honeymoon, they came and took cameras behind my house, and they take a picture of the toilet behind my house. But there's a panoramic Pacific Ocean view in the front of my house.
Uh-huh.
But you never saw that.
No, not at all.
Nobody ever saw that.
We just saw the outhouse back.
Yeah. So they tried to make me look like some Beverly Hillbilly that has his facilities behind his house. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. I don't, you know, and then if I had been some rich, opulent guy, they would have portrayed me as, you know, some jerk who just wants to buy somebody's affection. So you really can't win.
You're absolutely right. You can't win. What did you think of Dava's Playboy spread?
Well, I joke about it. I'd say that, you know, this would probably be the first Playboy ever where men actually read the articles. But it's only because of her personality. I mean, I don't think she's unattractive. I have no problem with people posing nude. I don't have any problem with nudity or the issue there. It's just kind of, I wish people, you know, I have a little problem with lying through your teeth to get me to pick you so that you can do things like that. Mm-hmm. So
well,
that's
I
a
think
little different story.
It's quite obvious that the woman would not be in Playboy if it wasn't for the whole fiasco.
Yeah, yeah, it's been weird. I mean, I wanted to, you know, part of me wanted to sue her and just give the money to charity that she, you know, that mm-hmm. she gained via doing that. But, you know, the other part of me is like, if I spent all day suing everybody that wronged me through this, I would never have any time for myself, and it would be the most negative approach to take. And I just, it's just not my style, so I think I'm just going to let the big guy upstairs take care of what happens to everybody and just move on.
Well, some good things have happened to you. I know that your comedy career is pretty much hot right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a capable stand-up comic, and I've done it for 20 years, and obviously I'm fairly good at it. I've made enough money to be on that show. So, you know, it's been real good to me. I've worked hard. I've traveled a lot, and I kind of moved away from doing club stand-up and was doing more corporate speaking and entertaining. And now I've gone back to the clubs a little bit more. So it'll be interesting to see what the future holds, you know, whether I end up sticking with the clubs or heading back out to other pastures.
Now, you signed a contract with something called MonsterMillions.com where people can, and I'm quoting here, successfully punch you with a boxing glove and move on to www.MonsterMillions.com for an opportunity to win $5 million in the site's next daily drawing.
Isn't that amazing? $5 million bucks
yeah.
a day? And then there's a grand prize of $50 million. And I thought, that is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's really neat to think that, you know, some average Joe, because of us doing this interview, is going to go to MonsterMillions.com and end up being a millionaire. And all, my advice to them is just take the money and don't get married on TV with it.
Yeah, it says over here, the site offers a chance to win $5 million every day, $50 million every month, plus $1,000 for picking 5 of 6 numbers, and a guaranteed $1,000 every day to one player chosen at random. That's pretty good stuff.
I know.
All these .coms, though, you never know how long they're going to be around, so...
Well, these guys supposedly are very well-funded, and obviously you can imagine what traffic that's going to bring.
Oh, sure.
So,
especially
you know,
with your picture
on it is, go for it. I mean, their first check to me is already cleared, so I guess they're okay, at least for right now.
And with your picture on that banner of theirs, that will definitely get some attention for them as well.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Well, I was glad to help out. They seem like nice people, and I've enjoyed talking with them and dealing with them, so... I think they have the right attitude about this too. We're all kind of tongue in cheek about all this stuff. And
What was it about Dava that made you pick her? You know she had this. I guess was it the answer she gave you, or just something about her that you obviously didn't gauge correctly?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, she was obviously the most into it. And looking back on it now, maybe you would want somebody who's a little more laid back and wasn't trying to sell themselves so hard. But, you know, when you're in a situation where you have to pick a wife in a couple hours, you know, my thought process is, hey, I want somebody who's into this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want somebody who's excited about this. I want somebody who thinks that this could be really cool. And she, if you look at the tape from the show, there is no question about who is the most into it.
Oh, yeah.
So this business of, oh, I never wanted to get married, and I was there for a vacation, and blah, 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 I mean, it's...
garbage.
It's a bunch of bunk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to demystify all that stuff in my book that I'm writing. I'm writing a book about this called What Was I Thinking? And
that's a good question.
Really gonna get,
what were you thinking? Did you really think that you would actually find a really quality woman and get married and have a successful marriage there from that?
You know, I was hoping that, and I thought, at the very least, this person and I are going to have one hell of a friendship, because this is going to be the special bond where we did something that no one else has done. It's like, you know, walking on the moon together, and, you know, she and I have, you know, broken the sound barrier together. This is something no one else has done.
Mm.
And I thought, even if there wasn't romantic magic and the chemistry wasn't there, it still would be pretty neat. So, I don't understand her, to tell you the truth.
Man.
I spent 10 days on a honeymoon with her. I never got one straight answer in 10 days.
Well, I think that it's pretty obvious who that girl is. She's a conniving young lady.
Yeah, well, I don't think it takes much editorializing on my part. And
no.
As I said, I'm trying to stay on a more positive approach with everything, and not, because when I do think about these things, it galls me.
Well, I would assume that you've stayed up a few nights thinking about who you could have picked and how it would have come out.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. But
do you think Fox
cannot do it?
You know, Fox undid it by not doing another show. Do you think they should have followed it up and done another one?
Absolutely. I think they should have replayed our show that night. You know, this is really interesting, Mark. You know, no one from Fox has ever called me. Never called me. When we were done taping that show, I was the greatest thing since sliced bread to them. You know, they thought I was so appropriate and spoke eloquently at the end of the show and how I thanked everybody and was sincere about it, et cetera, et cetera. They were so nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
They were falling all over themselves. And then as soon as it hit the fan, it was like, Rick who?
Mm.
Oh, we don't know him.
But that's always like that, isn't it? Not just
apparently.
Fox.
I mean,
every network.
It surprised me. I really, because if you play the show again that Tuesday night, you had 22 million people watch the first time. You're going to have 40 million viewers.
Yeah, I would think that. I was really surprised they didn't do it again, but I think that they were really, they really got a lot of slaps in the press, and I think they didn't like it too much.
You know, but it's Fox. I mean, somebody said that to me. Hey, it's Fox. Like, what reputation are you trying to uphold? You know, they should come out with a show like When Darvas Attack, you know, and have her latched onto my groin. It would be.
You wish she was latched onto your groin.
No. Not the way she latches on.
She never did any latching for you.
No. There was no latching to be had. I'd have to go to Home Depot and buy a hasp if I wanted to latch anything with her.
I know you were in Boston a while back doing some comedy. What's coming up? Because this show's national. Anything going up that you should talk about?
Yeah, I'm doing a thing, oddly enough, again, I'm raising $20,000 for charity this weekend in New York for Crunch Fitness. And you can watch the bout on www.crunch.com. Mm. And that is... A kickboxing match called Who Wants to Kick a Millionaire's Butt and guess who the millionaire is.
I can guarantee it's you.
Yeah. So we're doing that. There's a young woman who won this contest in New York, and I guess she's a pretty good kickboxer. She's probably going to kick my butt.
Well, I hope you're well protected. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I think the cup will be on.
I'd wear a steel one if I was you.
Yes. So that's this weekend, and then I've got doing a big show in Indianapolis next weekend. So,
well, Rick,
but I'd like to come back to Boston again. We should put something together.
Yeah, well, when you do come back to Boston, and if we do something like that, whether you do or not, when the book comes out, we'll have you on anyway.
Okay.
And talk about it, and hopefully if you come back to Boston, we'll have you in studio.
That's a deal. Do me a favor. Send me all your contact information to www.rickrockwell.com, and you can get my email address there.
Okay.
Yeah, take good care, Mark. It was really nice speaking with you. And like I said, I hope one of your listeners wins that money on MonsterMillions.com.
I hope so, too. And check out this interview at pmpnetwork.com when you're on the Internet.
Okay, great.
All right?
All right.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.